This is another opportunity to experience your own grounded presence, just noticing what is there now, in the safe container of the supported self. Just noticing people are just taking, finding a place and a posture that really works for you to spend time with yourself. And notice just how naturally it is for your mind to, or your consciousness, let's call it your consciousness, to want to connect with you and your physical body's connection with the environment. That's a very natural thing. Consciousness, when allowed just to be there, naturally wants to connect with self and other. You can challenge that, but for now, let's say that's the good one possibility, that consciousness enjoys connection with self and self's experience of the environment. And strangely enough, the more the self, the physical body, feels connected to the environment in any way that's natural for you. For me, it's the feet, but for others, it can be something quite different. I can only speak from my own experience, that's why I use that. I don't know what it is in other ways. Something really fundamental happens inside me that doesn't seem to be there when I don't pay attention to self and other being the environment. In this way, I begin to notice an aliveness from inside that wasn't there a minute ago. Sometimes it's kind of disturbing because the first thing I feel is how those parts of me feel uncomfortable or stuck. But as soon as I notice that, something happens to those stuck places or somewhere else. So there's a kind of an awakening that happens from inside. And if I stay with that sense of connectedness, floor, sitting bones, chair, feet, this kind of stuff, back, there's a continual sense of an awakening right through the body. It spreads gradually through the whole of the body. And as the awareness or the aliveness and the aliveness, I should say, consciousness and the life energy expands through the whole of the body, a variety of things happen that you can notice. One is your breathing will move and expand rather than being stuck. And movement happens, sometimes very subtle, but sometimes also quite large. And you may notice that some of the larger movements require the connection and cooperation of the whole of you. And a wanting to move or wanting to stretch seems to bring in the consciousness of the whole of you in order to do so. Could be said that any shift or change in the structure of the organism requires a participation and connection with the whole of the organism. We don't live in isolation, and neither do any individual parts of us live in isolation. We are part of a whole, and so are each part of us part of a whole. And it's that connection with between part and whole that enables something more to happen. So let that be there. And just enjoy that for a minute or two. Often that's enough. It's a kind of quick meditation for 5 minutes during a day to ground yourself in a sense of me. That's my word anyway, it's me. And it's almost like causing a kind of natural separation between me and all the things I've been thinking about. And the realization that whatever I'm thinking about, I'm still here, me. Still a sense of, in priority, that I'm alive. I'm here, I am supported by this environment. And I don't have to do anything but just be. This is the quality of being. Being present to self. It's nice to know that you can just enjoy that. You don't have to go in further unless you want to. You don't have to notice something that needs your attention or wants your attention. I'd say wants or needs your attention, but you don't have to go there. You can say later already, I just want to spend time with me. And as you say that or think that, notice how the body responds. How it really enjoys your attention just that way. A willingness to be with that sense of me. Separate from all the issues that are in your life, just for a few minutes. When I do that, what happens is my breathing becomes more enriched, more pleasurable. And I feel more centered in myself. And I know in the bigger picture, what I want for me, and this is just myself, is that I want to that feeling of feeling centered, feeling whole, with a sense of well-being that's hard to put into words. And yet I know that's what I search for. It's that sense of self. That enables me to say, this is all I really need in life. I really don't need anything more than this. If I could just be here, that's all I would ever need. That kind of experience is, again, it's very hard to put into words. But it is an important experience to arrive at if you ever do touch in it. Because it's from here that I have space to deal with and be with things that are not so whole, are not so well. And not so centered. It's that order of being. Being present to myself in this kind of way of wholeness, self-love, self-being, gives me the space and the opportunity, the strength, the knowing of how to embrace parts of me or parts of my life outside of me in a whole different way. And again, I won't define what that is. I'll just let that be as a possibility. all I can say is when I'm with myself in this grounded way, when I'm present to myself in this way, then I have the space needed to be with you in the way you are, just the way you are. Acceptance of self enables me to accept you the way you are. Seems to work that way. It's making room for me, makes room for you. For you to be. So just hear those words and see how your body's responding to that suggestion, whatever comes. And then just take another minute or two to round off this experience of grounded presence. Giving your body the opportunity to find a resting place for itself. And often what happens is a kind of gratitude surfaces spontaneously from the body, from that livingness of you in from inside, that really appreciates that you are willing to spend time in this way, that you're willing to allow your consciousness or consciousness to connect with the bodily sense of yourself right now. It really appreciates that. And sometimes it lets you know just how much it does. And one of the ways it does that is there's a swelling of gratitude. That word, gratitude. So when you feel that there is a resting place, just gently come back to the room, find your seat again, or open your eyes, and we'll go on with the day.